On the October 25th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed asked a big question here in Central Virginia. Is Charlottesville primarily a football town or a basketball town? To get insight into this topic and the direction that UVA should head, Jed had Virginia Athletic Director Craig Littlepage on the Best Seat in the House.
Welcome back, or welcome aboard, or whatever the case might be. Welcome. This is the Wednesday edition of the Best Seat in the House. We run this thing 6 to 8 o'clock weeknights on News Radio 1070 WINA. And do we have a mamma jamma of a topic tonight? I think it's a really interesting subject for anyone who lives in Charlottesville, anyone who feels strongly about the University of Virginia, who attended the university, who simply lives in town and has an affection and an affinity for this school. It's really interesting in terms of looking at the athletic department and looking at football and men's basketball, the two bellwethers, the two budget sports, and asking the question, what is Virginia and what can Virginia be long term? Known for one, football or men's basketball, known for both, what can Virginia's self-definition as an athletics department be when it comes to football and men's basketball? Jed Williams with Joey Mancini and the crew. Joey, it was a fired up first hour.
It was. Lots of calls and lots of people with very definite opinions on which way they want.
And a lot more coming up. Yeah, we're going to take this topic right to 8 o'clock. There's so many different contours, so many different avenues you can take this in. 977-1070, the phone number, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Email inbox open as well, Jed, J-E-D, at WINA.com. I think it's time for an official perspective, a guy who can give us some of the method behind to the madness, or some of the conversation behind the scenes in terms of constructing an athletic department and successfully conquering the double of being consistently good at football and men's basketball. The guy to turn that trick is a good friend of this show, Craig Littlepage, the athletics director at the University of Virginia, with us on the Casales Hotline on the Best Seat. Craig, it's great to have you back on the show. How are you on this Wednesday night?
Doing fine, Jed. It's good to be with you.
Nice to have you. I guess this is a really interesting, I guess, fan conversation, Coach Littlepage. Football and men's basketball, and I think there's a popular theory out there that it's very, very difficult to consistently be great at both of those at the same time for the long haul. When you hear this conversation, what's your reaction, and do you think long-term prosperity, real high-level success, is possible for both at the same time, and if so, why?
Well, the first question that it would have to be answered is what you're looking for when you define long-term greatness, how you define that particular threshold, and is that going to a bowl game every year in football and going to either the NCAA or NIT in a given year in basketball, or is it something more than that? Is it the top 10 rankings every year? Is it the top 20 rankings in every year? And having been on the coaching side for many years and staying close with it in terms of working with coaching staffs generally, I'd say that there are probably a dozen to 15 schools that proclaim to achieve excellence in a given year in both basketball and football. So whether or not we agree with that particular definition that they ascribe to that institutionally or not is a matter for debate, but I think that it is possible to do it. Is it easy to do it? Certainly it's not very easy.
In terms of the University of Virginia, when you all look at goals, and uncompromised excellence has become the mantra, but when you look at your specific football and men's basketball goals, how would you define those right now?
We want to be in a position every year to compete for a championship. First of all, competing to be in the mix in terms of a conference championship, either in the regular season, certainly in basketball, there's not only the regular season, but the postseason tournament, and then have a chance for success in a football bowl game, hopefully a major bowl game. And for the basketball program, it would be the NCAA tournament and/or in a given year, the NIT.
Craig Littlepage, the athletics director at UVA, with us on the Casales Hotline. Coach Littlepage, how much of this simply comes back to investment? If an athletic department is serious about being seriously good, if not surpassingly great, at both of these sports, investing on an equal level for the long haul?
I think the question as to how to get there could be answered by what I think you're referring to. In your question, the investment relates to resources. I think that you have to have the ability to generate and sustain over a long period of time the necessary resources to field competitive teams. I think it's tougher in situations where an institution might have a broad-based program that is 20-plus sports. The more sports you have, the more you have to be able to generate the revenue to sustain the entire program overall. And if you look at a grouping of schools that you may categorize as having achieved this elusive top-performing team in football and basketball, or top 10, whatever the terminology might be, more often than not, they are programs that are able to generate revenue because they have large football stadiums,
mm-hmm.
And they have large basketball arenas, and they are primarily in the bigger conferences. I think the other aspect of evaluating these programs is that many times these are programs that aren't quite as big. They would not be categorized as broad-based programs. They don't necessarily have 24, 25, 26 or more sports. A lot of these schools, at least would be on my list, would be schools that have 16, 17, 18 sports, maybe 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a matter of revenue, how much you have to diffuse and distribute that revenue among X number of sports. But you definitely have to have the ability to generate the resources both in your football program in terms of the league in which you compete, the amount of revenue that you can generate from ticket sales, and similarly in basketball.
Are you encouraged in Virginia's ability to do that long-term based on what you've seen in the last, let's say, 5 to 7 years with the Capital Project at Scott Stadium and the Capital Project at the John Paul Jones Arena and the continually growing endowment at the Virginia Athletics Foundation? How much does that encourage you that continuing to conquer both of these big money animals, football and men's basketball, is plausible at UVA?
I think that it is, and I think the answer to the question is yes, that over the last 5 to 7 years, we have increased our base of support. We have increased our ability to raise money. We've been able to sell out and set attendance records each year in football over the last few. We're going to set a season ticket sale record in men's basketball this year going into the John Paul Jones Arena. So I would say that yes, there are signs that we're on our way. I think that we run one of the more efficient programs in terms of revenues when compared to many of the schools that we would see as being competition nationally. Schools like Ohio State, Nebraska, Tennessee, Texas, just to name a few, have budgets in excess of $75, $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
Our budget's about $50 million, and we have a very, very big program from the standpoint of sponsoring 25 intercollegiate sports.
Right.
So that just makes our challenges a little bit different and a little bit bigger. But, again, I think that we run a very efficient shop, that we don't waste our resources. We push very hard to achieve success on the field or in competition, as well as to achieve our student-athletes in terms of their achievements and as far as students being a student is concerned. But I think that we are headed in the direction of being the kind of program that can year in and year out, not only in these two sports, but I think across the board compete nationally.
Craig Littlepage, athletics director at the University of Virginia, back with us on the Best Seat in the House. Coach Littlepage, I know you can't speak for other athletic directors or administrators at other schools, but do you think with some schools there might be they might buy into the perception or the stigma that you can only be great at one or the other, and that might affect the way they invest or the way they focus what sports they look at and what sports they invest most heavily in?
I think there are some programs that do that, and when you have a smaller program that is a program that might have the bare minimum in terms of requirements for Division I classification in the NCAA, you may have then a program with, let's say, 16 sports. And if you're generating significant amounts of revenue in football and basketball, you have the ability to make much different decisions than you would make or a program that may have a budget of $35 million, yet sponsor 29 or 30 sports. So I think that the challenges are much different in those two types of programs, if you looked at the profile of those programs.
Mm-hmm.
But every program, every institution has to kind of decide how it wants to operate its program and where it will get the biggest bang for the buck, if you will, in terms of those sports, investing in those sports that they feel most realistically they can have success, and that may relate to geography. It may relate to facilities that they have. There are only a handful of sports that have the kind of revenue production ability that they can they can put as much money into any other sports as they would want. Mm-hmm. And programs like Ohio State and Texas come to mind. I mean, these are resource-rich programs that have success year in and year out. Oklahoma is another program much like those that I've just mentioned.
Right. Craig Littlepage is with us. Coach Littlepage, one final minute. I wanted to ask you about when you look at some of the historical trends in Virginia athletics, and I know it's not isolated to Virginia because college athletics is a cyclical animal. There are upward ticks and downturns for every college athletics program, but it seems that Virginia almost in an alternating fashion has been really strong in basketball and then strong in football, and it sort of flips back and goes A to B and B to A over the last 25 or 30 years. Is there a rhyme or a reason or an explanation for that? And maybe how does Virginia curb that a little bit and become more consistent at both at the same time moving forward?
I don't know if there is a way to answer that with any specificity. I think the first thing that you need is a platform. And I think the ACC gives us a great platform because of the profile of ACC football and the profile of ACC basketball. So I think that establishes the fact that we are going to be competing among the very best programs in the country in either of those two sports. I think, secondly, you need to have a stable situation in terms of your personnel, your coaching staff, your mm-hmm. support staff. You can't afford high attrition in terms of student athletes and so forth. And I think those programs where you do see stability in the coaching staff, you see stability in the support staff that works with those student athletes, academic affairs, strength and conditioning, all straight through to sports medicine, everything else. I think those are the programs that those are the departments where you see the kind of success year in and year out that I think you allude to.
Yeah. Craig Littlepage back with us on the Best Seat in the House. It's a really interesting topic. Coach Littlepage, I appreciate you coming on, sharing some insights. There's a lot to talk about. There are 100 different directions we can take this in, and I'm glad you spent some time with us tonight.
It's always a pleasure, Jed.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. Good night.
All right. That's Craig Littlepage, athletics director at the University of Virginia, on the Casanos Hotline with some really interesting topics about, you know, if you're a small money, small budget athletic
right.
department, if you have $20 million, $35 million to spend, if you're not Texas, Oklahoma, or Ohio State, yeah, you're forced to make some decisions. You're forced to assign some preferences and say, we're going after these because we think these sports realistically can be the best and the most prosperous for us. Now, where's Virginia? Caught somewhere in the big fat middle. Without a budget of $90 million, but without a budget of $30
million. You know how you get to that budget of $90 million? $70 million? $60 million? National championships?
Sure you do.
Right.
By, I guess, focusing.
Right.
Again, that's the question is, your take, but it's also the question is,
right.
do you need to focus to get to a certain level where you become such a household name that everything takes off from there? And that comes from probably one thing and one thing only, everything associated with winning a championship and putting a trophy in a trophy case. Okay.
I was just going to say, it's a very interesting kind of behind the scenes look from Craig Littlepage.
I love some of the stuff he shared.
The way that, you know, just the overall funding of an athletic department, the way that athletic departments set their own priorities and the way that things move.
And
from
the
there.
Decisions they're forced to make in
right.
an arms race when it isn't always bottomless pockets. 977-1070, your turn now. The rest of the way, your turn right to 8 o'clock. 977-1070, your thoughts, your reaction to the athletic director at the University of Virginia. 1-800-688-9462. Remember, we'll choose a winner for the VAF golf shirt and the Wild Wing lunch at the end of the show, and you're also registered with a phone call for both of those John Paul Jones Arena Virginia basketball ticket packages. To you next, line up the phone calls. Coming right back.